Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 21, 1805. The Medicine Stone. Like any culture, the Mandan had religious beliefs that explained natural phenomena and various aspects of human life. For the Mandan and many plains tribes, these beliefs were passed on from one generation to the next through an oral tradition of stories and teachings. Captain Clark wrote yesterday about an old man who died in the Mandan village. He claimed to be 120 winters old. He had requested that his children dress him after his death and set him on a stone on a hill facing his old village down the river, so that he could go straight to his brother in the old village underground. It's unclear from the entry what was meant by underground. Today, Clark describes an Indian belief about a medicine stone that can predict the future.
A delightful day. Put out our clothes to sun. Visited by the big white and big man. They informed me that several men of their nation was going to consult their medicine stone about 3 days' march to the southwest to know what was to be the result of the ensuing year. They have great confidence in this stone and say it informs them of everything which is to happen, and visit it every spring and sometimes in the summer. They, having arrived at the stone, give it smoke and proceed to the wood at some distance to sleep. The next morning they return to the stone and find marks, white and raised on the stone, representing the peace or war they are to meet with, and other changes they are to meet. Captain Lewis returned with 2 sleighs loaded with meat after finding they could not overtake the Sioux war party. The Indians had destroyed all the meat in one deposit which I had made. Determined to proceed on to the lower deposit, which he found had not been observed by the Sioux. Captain William Clark, February 21, 1805.
The stone referred to in Clark's entry is on Medicine Hill in Medicine Rock State Park, Grant County, North Dakota. A sandstone outcrop at the site is covered with pictographic paintings and petroglyphic carvings. Some people think the stone has chemical properties that are affected by the sun. Tomorrow, rain turning to snow.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.